Welcome back, Taylor. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to something so familiar that it can be easy to underestimate. Words. We use language constantly to share information, express feelings, define relationships, manage disagreements, tell stories, and make sense of experience. Yet words do more than carry ideas from one person to another. They also help shape what we notice, how we categorize the world, and what meanings become possible between us. A single phrase can invite closeness or create distance. The same sentence can sound caring, dismissive, playful, or hostile, depending on its context, timing, and the relationship between the people speaking. That is what makes the world of words such a valuable area of study. Interpersonal communication is not simply a matter of choosing grammatically correct sentences. It involves understanding that language is symbolic, flexible, and deeply connected to culture. Words rarely possess one fixed meaning that works identically for everyone. Communities develop shared conventions, families create their own expressions, and individuals bring distinct histories and associations to every conversation. This topic also invites us to think carefully about responsibility. Abstract language can blur important details, while precise language can make an experience easier to understand. Labels can provide clarity, but they can also reduce a complex person to one characteristic. Language can validate another person's perspective, or it can quietly deny that their experience matters. Even everyday choices, such as saying, "You always do this," instead of describing a specific behavior, can affect whether a conversation becomes constructive or defensive. Digital communication adds another layer. Texts, posts, and messages can travel without vocal tone, facial expression, or immediate clarification. That makes wording especially consequential, while cultural differences can make interpretation even more complex. As we enter this topic, consider a recent conversation that stayed with you. Which words carried the most weight? And did their meaning come from the words themselves, or from the people, relationship, culture, and context surrounding them?